Robert. A former person's on the board with us.
Okay, hi everyone. I've spoken to a lot of you probably on the phone when you've called in to make your pledges. I'm going to try to keep it low. I hate being photographed, by the way. I say this to all you wonderful camera people. You cannot hear me. Okay, is this any better? Okay, it's as good as it's probably going to get. I just want to point out to you that your membership in WBAI is crucial at this particular time. If you have not made a contribution of at least $25 or 3 hours since last July, please see me or Tibby Brooks. We're collecting your membership fees. You either need to do the $25 or 3 hours before July 15th in order to vote. And that's what this is about. Fire the membership, get a whole new acceptable membership. In fact, one of their supporters said, well, we need a better community, okay? Which means y'all are just not good enough. I'm not kidding. The timing of this coup is not coincidental. They started their moves in April because they knew we have an election this summer. Those elections are for three-year seats. As many staff as they can fire, ban, force out before that deadline. Those are fewer people who can either run in the election or vote in the election. And it matters because the local station board has a lot more power than the old local advisory boards. These boards, even when the process is not abused, as has been the case here, are tremendously powerful in terms of shaping the station, selecting the management, and if you're rich enough, meeting with management, as one board member tends to do. He doesn't work in committees. I won't name him, but I will say that he's a multi-millionaire and a marketing genie ass. Who prefers, in fact, not to work in committees building station membership, but placing ads in magazines where he, quote, negotiates the price of the ad, offers to pay the money up front if the station can't, okay, thereby totally controlling the process. And the memberships, when he's offering, Noam Chomsky DVDs for free when you join and become a member, well, gee, guess who's sending out the DVDs and has your name and address? Okay, the guy I'm not gonna name. Okay, but pay attention to the details. Please, if you have a check or a money order or a credit card, even if you can use your card but you don't want it processed until July 1st or whatever the case is, sorry for the feedback. We can sign it up. I'll personally walk it in for as long as I'm allowed in the building. So far, so good. And your membership counts. If you have $50, that's you and your spouse, or you and your cousin, or you and your brother. It's not so much about pledging enough to get a DVD or a CD. It's about making that $25 minimum so you can, in fact, vote in this election. Tell your friends. And when you get a chance, please call on the air. The most important number that people need to hear, even if you can say nothing else. I love WBAI. You know, I support the mission of the station. If you also love BAI, please call 212-561-7231. That's the number for the Take Back. It's on all the signs. It's the number for the Take Back Coalition. Every chance you get, call in on any program, I don't care what they're talking about, okay, and repeat the number endlessly until more listeners are aware of just what dirt is being done in our name. Thank you.
Thank you, Shireen.